Now time for locker room chat. I'm with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanselcheck after their 79-29 win against Center Lost Springs. Coach, your overall thoughts on the game?
It was a great game. The boys didn't make hardly any mistakes. We kept our penalties down a lot better than the week before. They played hard, good, it was good to have such a dominant win. I think it built their self-esteem and ready to get on to this next game.
And talking about your guys' offense here, I mean, like we talked about, 79 points, hard to beat that. Plus, on top of that, you had two guys go for over 300 total yards. As Hanselcheck had 114 receiving yards, and then Womack had 217. He also had 217 rushing yards, and then Womack, he had 212 passing yards. So overall, a fantastic job for those two guys and a great offensive output.
Yeah. Dirk probably had the game of his career right there. Kyler, it took us a while to get warmed up on our passing, so we were running the ball quite a bit, but then kind of got warmed up, and then some things happened, which let us mix it up a little bit. But yeah, those two, they dominated. Center didn't really have an answer for either one of them. They just couldn't. Dirk ran harder than he's ever ran. There were several where they should have had him down, and somehow he broke the tackles. I was on the sideline just trying to figure out how he just did that. Kyler was throwing the ball good. Dirk was getting tired, so we flip-flopped him. I love that about this team that you know, I had Dirk running running back and Womack at quarterback, and I just told him to switch so Dirk could get a little break, and Kyler ran just as good. He had 110 yards rushing. It was offensively, we just had a great night.
And talking about your defense, we talked about this kind of before our call, but they had Center Lost Springs had a player who was pretty good in the running back.
Yeah, little number three, I can't even tell you his name right now. He was quick. He was shifty and quick. Probably the fastest person we'll see this year. He was explosive. If you gave him anything, he was gone. And that's how they got their 29 points. Pretty much was from that kid. They used him to throw. So that helped us out, because if he was throwing the ball, we knew he wasn't, you know, going to be a threat if he caught it. So, but he did tuck it a few times and take off. And we were pretty good at keeping him in front of us. And making the tackle. Our foreign exchange student, Dennis Speck, he was all over that kid. He seemed to be the only one that could really get him down. So he had one heck of a good night. I think he had eight solo tackles. He had a heck of a game. We just kept him in front of us, but he did break a few on us. I was kind of expecting that. Told the boys not to worry about it, just come back and punch him in the mouth again, and that's what we did. So,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Hanselcheck in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanselcheck, head of their game at Chautauqua. This is a team that has kind of had its struggles this season.
Yeah, they haven't won yet. We watched film on them against another team earlier in the season, so we got to see them. They have two, absolutely huge kids on the line. I don't know what they weigh, but they're big boys. They don't have a whole lot of speed, but these two big guys they're tough. They're tough. I've seen them throw some guys around. They got a running back that's pretty quick. They're just not very deep. I know one of the big kids got hurt earlier in the season. I don't know if he's back yet or not. I think we'll be all right. We're going to go down and we're going to play our game and see what happens.
And you guys are now 5-2 on the season. You guys clinched your first winning season in a very long time. Also, on top of that, you guys have a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs. I mean, talk about just kind of the vibe down there in Wetmore.
It's great. Everybody's excited. Probably nobody's as excited as me, but... I think we go back to 1978. I think they went 5-4 that year, and we're at 5-2 this year. And And if we get this win on Friday night, then we'll have the best record in school history. As far as I know, I don't think even back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, I don't think Wetmore has ever gone to the playoffs. And we are going to the playoffs, but everybody in six man's going to playoffs, so I can't really think too good about that. But, you know, I think once we win the first game, then, yes, we're officially in the playoffs. So so we're making some history. I was looking at some of the stats on some of the boys, and they're just – which it, I know it's a different game than eight man, but they're blowing some stats out this year, breaking all sorts of school records. So yeah, they're playing good. Everybody I've talked to, everybody's excited. I can't believe how many parents are talking about going clear down to Chautauqua. That's 3 hours and 45 minutes away, and sounds like, you know, all the parents are going to be there and see how full the stands are, and it's exciting.
So cool. You guys are just such a great story, but you're more than that. You guys are a great football team, and very excited to see you guys hopefully make a deep run in the postseason. Coach, it's been a pleasure, not just today, but this entire season, getting to chat with you about some six-man football, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanselcheck here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic.